could not be. Send it into Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. This from reason.com. Charles Oliver has the byline. Headline reads, bus stop and go. Lino Monteleone. I love that name. I love that name. Lino Monteleone.
The way you said it, too, with the hand expressions, right? That's how you say that name.
Lino Monteleone, who lives in Montreal, is fighting a $134 parking ticket after a bus stop sign was installed overnight in front of his house, which replaced a legal parking spot. Let me just say this again. Guy lives in Montreal. In front of his house, there is a legal parking spot.
Yep.
So his daughter parked there. On April 1st of this year, his doorbell camera showed city workers setting up a sign naming it a bus stop. Just before 8 a.m., a parking agent came by at 8:05 and gave his daughter a ticket for parking in a bus stop.
You know when people like ridiculously gripe against the government?
Yes.
I think of stories like this and go, maybe there's some truth.
There's reasons.
Yeah.
There's reasons. The official transportation outlet in Montreal says the sign was added because of nearby construction and that it doesn't tell residents when they're installing new bus stops because there are 10,000 in the city. And it's just too many.
No, sorry.
Lino, frustrated by the lack of warning, says so far he has seen no buses on his street using the new bus stop, and he will be contesting the ticket in court. His lawyer argues this is not fair because there was no way to prevent the violation. Again,
yeah,
he lives in Montreal. In front of his house, there's a legal parking stop spot. His daughter parks there. The city comes in overnight, yeah, declares it a bus stop. 5 minutes later, they give her a ticket for parking in the bus stop.
This spot is a bus stop now. Abracadabra. No, I mean, also just set it up and say, like, we'll be a bus stop in 2 days. This seems like something that when it goes to court, the judge can be like, this is officially a waste of my time.
And he'll say, this shouldn't be a thing.
If we can get the judge from the Montreal court to be on the show to just go, is it, he's going to do Italian? No.
No, it's French.
French Canadian.
And he'd say it in French.
Poutine.
Too.
I don't know. French. I don't know French Canadian people. But yeah, the idea, he'd wake up and be like, wait, what? You're looking around going, wait a minute. This was a parking spot last night.
Exactly.
I'm not crazy.
I know. You are not crazy. And again, maybe they want to consider giving residents just a little more heads up.
A smidge.
Than that. That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.